September 11, 2001, perhaps the most tragic date in our own national memory, is also the date when 60 years before September 11, 1941, one of the greatest American icons of the age fell from grace. Charles Lindbergh, who had captivated the world in 1927 by flying solo across the Atlantic, delivered a speech in Des Moines, Iowa, to a rally sponsored by the America First Committee, dedicated to keeping America out of the war in Europe. Lindbergh was a bitter enemy of President Franklin Roosevelt, who was doing all in his power to bring the U.S. into the war on behalf of our ally, Great Britain. Poland and France, along with many lesser nations, had already fallen to the Nazi advance. Lindbergh's speech drew so much attention precisely because of his celebrity stature. More than any movie star or politician, he had captured the imagination of millions with his daring flight, which many had predicted was a suicidal stunt. He was the lone eagle. But he had also toured Europe after achieving celebrity and become enamored of Nazi Germany. He even planned to settle his family there, where, he wrote, he had enjoyed more personal freedom than anywhere else in Europe. One of Hitler's high command, Hermann Göring, presented Lindbergh with the Commander Cross of the Order of the German Eagle. Now in Des Moines, Lindbergh declared, "The three most important groups who have been pressing this country toward war are the British, the Jewish, and the Roosevelt administration." Of the Jews, he went on, "Their greatest danger to this country lies in their large ownership and influence in our motion pictures, our press, our radio, and our government. We cannot blame them for looking out for what they believe to be their own interests," he said, "but we must also look out for ours." The Detroit Free Press editorialized, "Colonel Lindbergh at Des Moines let his mask slip long enough to charge that the Jews are responsible for our entry into the World War. No more need be said. He should not only keep that Nazi medal Göring pinned on him, he should use it as a decoration for a Ku Klux Klan nightshirt when he is also given that honorary decoration." The New York Post was equally damning. "This is no shallow surface anti-Semitism, no mere petulance or passing barroom anger. This is a deep, dark, mystical current, Teutonic, if not an inspiration, quite obviously in coloration and content." The Kansas City Times characterized Lindbergh's remarks as cheap, unfair, and un-American. Lindbergh had risen to his stature because of his personal courage and daring, but courage without character wasn't enough to save him. 3 months later, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and the issue became moot. America clamored to enter the war. Lindbergh himself sought a commission in the Air Corps, but President Roosevelt personally ordered that Lindbergh should not be allowed to serve in the uniform of his country. The lone eagle would never again fly in the firmament of American heroes.